Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. Archlife is the recording arm of a Dunedin not-for-profit community organisation run by a charitable trust as an adjunct to their cafe and performing space, Art Cafe. Between 1997 and the mid-2000s, the label recorded and released a number of compilations and albums, usually by artists who performed regularly at the cafe. Listening through some of those releases, it struck me how strong the material was by some of the female artists, and it's the music by them which is the feature of this episode of Counting the Beat. From Sleep to Dream by Magnolia, the music of Stephen Small and Lou Kiwini. They've gone on to change their name to Magnolia Corporation and have an album out. I've put a link to their MySpace page from countingthebeat.blogspot.com. Damania Lloyd started her musical career in indie pop band Monkey Cramp, and then she went on to become a member of Mink, but she really hit her stride as a serious songwriting and vocal talent with her work with Cloudboy. Their album, Ethereal Trip Hop, Down at the End of the Garden, is a buried treasure of New Zealand music. And from that album, here's You're So Pretty.
On the cozy, where I lay, brightness falls from the air. Darkness falls from the air.
You're so pretty.
The song Postcard by Beckoning South was written by Peter Hobbs, but sung by Anna Belima and Reb Fountain, who's gone on to have a burgeoning solo career in recent years. It's a beautiful song, and it can be found on Flying Way Too High, ArcLife's third compilation of Dunedin music. Jay Clarkson's musical and recording career goes right back to the start of the 1980s with The Playthings. She then formed They Were Expendable, who later shortened their name to The Expendables, and then Breathing Cage, who won the Reineck Rock Award in 1989. She carried on releasing a fantastic solo album Kindle in 1999 on ArcLife, and her song Flying appears on the Flying Way Too High compilation.
Flying way too high, the crowd crying way too loud to ever be allowed. The table set, the forks are straight, the chairs are now upright, the plate is full, the food is late, the smile is much too bright. Flying way too
2002, Solar Monday released an album on ArcLife titled The Swing Festival. From that album, here's Medic Kate. Take a listen to the drums on the song. They're phenomenal. And they're performed by Stephen Neville, who went on to be Pumice.
Insane, oh, she says this again. Well,
You've been listening to Counting the Beat, a show produced for Waiheke Radio. In this episode, we've heard music from the Arc Life label, from Magnolia, Cloudboy, Beckoning South, Jay Clarkson, and Solar Monday. You'll find links, videos, and more info at countingthebeat.blogspot.com. And now you can also follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/countingthebeat.